Welcome to the Badass Soul Seeking Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Fonte. For the next 30 days, please join me daily in meaningful discussions regarding truth. Each month, I choose a theme that will provide insights and thoughts on a topic important in our daily lives. So for the month of November, we will be talking each day about truth. Hello, my friends. Here we are. It is November 11th. It's Veterans Day. So if you know a veteran, give them a holler. Tell them thank you for their service and don't forget their family and friends. I wanted to tell you a few things that I've learned about Veterans Day as I was getting prepared to do this podcast today. And it looks to me like Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11th, 1919. And it was the first anniversary of the end of World War I. And then in 1926, Congress passed a resolution for this day to be an annual observance. And November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. And Veterans Day pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially gives thanks to living veterans who served their country honorably during war or peacetime. So Veterans Day occurs on November 11th every year in the United States in honor of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918 that signaled the end of World War I, known as Armistice Day. Then in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And let's see what else I can tell you about Veterans Day. Every Veterans Day and Memorial Day, Arlington National Cemetery holds an annual memorial service. And the cemetery is home to the graves of over 400,000 people, most of whom served in the military. Additionally, during the 2022 midterm elections, about 21% of the candidates for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, or governor claimed some degree of military experience. 10% of living veterans are women. 5.9 million veterans served during the Vietnam War. 7.8 million veterans served in the Gulf War era, and 933,000 veterans served during the Korean War. Of the 16 million Americans who served during World War II, about 167 were still alive as of 2022. And as of 2022, the top three states with the highest percentage of veterans were Alaska, Virginia, and Montana. So those are some fun facts about Veterans Day, a little bit of the history. I also wanted to take the opportunity to remind all of us that unfortunately, war time and serving in the military can also bring a certain degree of tragedy with it. And in our current day, on average, 22 veterans per day take their own lives. That's a very sad statistic, and I know there's a lot of organizations out there who are working to manage and provide resources to these veterans who are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorders and other effects that were brought on by their serving our country in the military. And so if you are already part of that, thank you for making contributions and volunteering and providing whatever else you can to help support these veterans who still struggle with post-wartime challenges. And the other thing I've found out is there is a website. It's called veteranownbusiness.com. It was launched on Veterans Day in 2008. They currently have 37,000 entrepreneurs, veteran entrepreneurs, that are part of this website. And you can go there and search in your community or in your area what businesses are veteran owned. And then you can make an effort to go be a consumer in those particular businesses to support our veterans. I also found out through some of my research that the average length of enlistment for any person whether it's men or women in our armed forces, is 15 years. That's a huge sacrifice for these men and women, as well as their families, to make on behalf of all of us so we can continue to have the freedoms we do in this country. So once again, I hope you will seek out a veteran and give them your thanks for all the sacrifice that they and their families made to allow us all to continue to have the freedoms that we have on this Veterans Day. And what else do I want to say about Veterans Day? Other than I think sometimes we just get excited that it's another day off, that, you know, banks are closed, the mail service doesn't go. Many companies do celebrate it as a holiday where they give their employees the day off. And I think it's important to remember why we have the day off and to know that those men and women who are in the service and volunteer on our behalf don't get days off. They're out there working. They're out there defending our country, defending our rights on a daily basis. There are no holidays for them. So it's more than just another day off, or it's more than just a long weekend. It's a very important day for us to sit back and be grateful that the folks who have served our country made the sacrifices they did for us. And with that being said, I would encourage you, I will put it in the show notes, to visit the website veteranownedbusiness.com and do some research in your own area if there are veterans who might be entrepreneurs or owning businesses in your area. Do the best you can to support them. Anybody in our military, it's not an easy path that they choose, and it's certainly not an easy path to come back from after they've been enlisted for many years. There's not a lot of resources available to them to assimilate back into the layperson's world. They've been in an environment that's very disciplined and very regimented for many, many years. And oftentimes that transition back into civil, being part of the civilian lifestyle can be very, very challenging for these folks. So please do some research and see if there's anything that you can do to help these folks, not only in their businesses, but in their own personal lives, with their mindset on the importance of the service that they gave on behalf of our country. And as always, keep your ass in the saddle, have a kick-ass rest of the day, take good care of yourself, and I will speak with you again on Monday. Have a great weekend, folks. Bye-bye.